Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 736, up 4 1/4. March, 737 and a quarter, now 37 even, up 4. Soft December, 687 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. March, 695 and 3/4, up 4 1/4. December corn, 461 and a quarter, up 7 1/4. July, 487 and a half, up 6 1/2. November soybeans, 1311, down 8 3/4, now 8 1/2. July, 1257 and 3/4, now 57 even, down 7 1/2. October soybean meal, 420, up 10. October soybean oil, 41.23, down 28. October live cattle, 127.70, down 55. October feeders, 163.40, down 72 1/2. And October lean hogs are 92.02 1/2, and they are down 90.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
And a program note, Kurt will join us again this afternoon at 12:40 Central Time after we receive the USDA quarterly grain stock and small grains summaries reports. We'll see what the market is doing at that point and look forward to, I guess, the reports coming up in October at that time, too. But right now, it looks like if you just go by how futures are trading, trade is thinking we might have something a little bit supportive in those reports today for corn.
Well, possibly, but I believe the main feature is a little bit in the commodity fund trading sector. Today is end of the month. Today is end of the quarter. Mm-hmm. And I think they've banked some fairly good profits here and wanting to show some good returns for the investment statements going out. If you go back, if you look at positions, they've been extremely short corn for some time on the short-term trading position. And if you trade huge amounts, you got to use the extremes to get in and out of the marketplace. And definitely we're down, been down at the lower end of the scale here, failed to go lower. And I think that they're using, you know, harvest pressure or the threat of harvest pressure to try to get out and that's more of the feature today. Also, spread unwinding, too. If you go back and look at what took place here over the last couple months, the trade bought beans, sold corn, bought beans, sold
wheat. Right.
And for the last 2 weeks in here, we've seen a reverse in that spread. But short-term, you're correct. We'll have this stocks report out here this morning, and we'll see where the numbers fall. But I think we got to remember that's kind of old news, and you take that number and plug it into the new crop supply-demand balance sheet. Yes, it could be a different estimate to go by, but the thing is, what's probably more important is the moving numbers we'll see on the new crop production numbers, such as acres, yield, and every demand category to look at. So when it's all said and done, we'll probably have some movement here once these numbers come out, because the analog traders will, the computer traders will have a number to watch, and if it's outside that parameter or within that side parameter to do something, we could see a little volatility when those numbers are released.
Well, all I know is the last 2 years we had limit moves in corn, and I don't know that necessarily we were expecting limit moves in corn the last 2 years. I guess it brings up to me that the opportunity to say, just say that this is a report that often surprises people.
Well, there's anytime you have a report, there could be a surprise. My fear is that if there is a surprise, it would be more of a bear surprise.
Right.
And that's been brought up a couple of times. That would be my worst fear. But two, as a producer, this is an excellent opportunity to be working with somebody and having some type of marketing plan in place to have an order in to sell grain limit up here today if that would occur. Mm-hmm. If you're pretty well sold up and been on top of the game here, a limit down move would offer a perfect opportunity to replace some ownership. So there's going to be a little bit of everything out there for everybody. So the main thing is try to use this market movement to your advantage.
You think that in soybeans in particular, I want to talk about soybeans. And I want to talk about them because USDA's September WASD number doesn't jive for export sales. We sold, if you look at the last report of the year, 15 million bushels more than was in the September report. If you take that right off the top of 125, you're down at 110. And it wouldn't take so much more to imagine a number even smaller than that.
Well, on sales, that's expectations on sales. The number you got to watch is the actual export inspections, actual shipments to see what was shipped out. And when they finalize the numbers, there's a couple of categories they can add or subtract to, and so. What we need to do is see what ending stocks number we come up with today. Then a lot of those numbers will fall in place. It's a delicate balancing act. Each commodity is a little separate, but the thing that you mentioned that we really got to focus on, in the bean sector particularly, the main catalyst there on the demand side is that export number, because that's where a good portion of the demand comes from on the bean side versus the other two commodities, corn and wheat.
So when the dust is all said and done, do we hold the technical levels that we've established, or are we moving?
Well, that's a good observation. Technically, the corn chart kind of has a double bottom here, for say. We're trying to bust the downtrend line in the corn market. We're at a position here where, maybe we built some fundamentally some of the bearish news in, but technically things are starting to look solid here as long as we can hold together here. I think today's going to be a key important day. Bean-wise, we had a big move from the first part of August until the first part of September there, which turned the momentum down. And, technically speaking here, that's why we've seen a little bit of selling pressure come in through here. The shorter-term indicators have tripped sell programs to kick in. So there's going to be some good technical things to talk about, good fundamental things to talk about to get some wide swings here in the marketplace.
I mean, in those beans, you can make a case technically for 1285. You also can make a case potentially if the beans aren't out there in Minnesota and Iowa for filling the gap up there high, up around 1375.
Yeah, I think it's pretty well known that 1285 is going to be a critical level to hold on the downside. And when you look at percentage move, there's nothing wrong with having beans move, 75 cents to a dollar here up and down. It's going to be a swinging market here. And we believe the old bull spread is going to continue to stay intact here, where world export channels are going to be wanting to be aggressive to buy our beans here until about January, February. That's why when you look at the March futures on back, there's just not a whole lot of activity there as the world trade looks at the southern hemisphere to come through during that time window forward.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat is 736 and a quarter, up 4.5. Soft December is 688 and a quarter, up 5.25. December corn is 461, up 7. July, 487 and 3/4, up 6.75. November soybeans, 1311 and 3/4, down 8. July, 1257 and a quarter, down 7.25. October soybean meal, 420.20, up 30. October soybean oil, 41.25, down 26. October live cattle, 127.67 and a half, down 57 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.